This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
Now, the Attorney General, Robert McClelland, has introduced legislation to establish a parliamentary committee specifically to judge whether Australian laws breach international human rights standards. This is all part of the government's retreat, really, from the whole idea of having a human rights charter, or indeed from bringing in any specific GLBTI anti-discrimination laws, which is another issue we'll come to on another day. This decision to establish this committee has given an opportunity to Australian marriage equality, or so they say, and Alex Greenwich joins us on the line now. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Doug.
Now, you're being very quick out of the blocks here.
We always are.
Well, how do you see this helping the case for same-sex marriage equality?
Well, what we would hope is that the new Human Rights Committee would be holding an inquiry into the issue of same-sex marriage. That could come about in a number of ways. Obviously, the Attorney General can refer bits of proposed bills for them to examine. That may or may not happen. Also, any member of the committee can also request for a certain issue of human rights to be examined. So, for example, should there be a Green or an Independent or a trailblazing coalition or Labor Party member who wants to explore the issue of same-sex marriage, then that can also be explored and examined on this committee, who would then present their findings, and then it could go to a vote.
What gives you the confidence to think that this might actually work in our favour?
You know, it's just another avenue for us. It's another avenue for us to go through the process to encourage debate and discussion on the topic. We have in the leadership of both parties a huge shutout in discussion of same-sex marriage. Committees like this help the issue of marriage equality come to the forefront and be debated and be discussed, and that's how any process starts.
Do you have any sympathetic MPs in mind or already kind of lining up to go see this committee?
Well, I think our first look would be to the Greens. I'm not sure which of the Green senators would be on the committee. You know, there will probably be more after the next election, and maybe Green members in the lower house as well, which would definitely be encouraging. I don't think the committee hasn't been elected yet. I'm not sure exactly when that would take place, but it will be people from both Houses of Parliament, and I would suspect that there would be at least one Greens member on that committee.
Yeah, you've also got kind of support from the Australian Human Rights Commission. President Catherine Branson said that the Attorney General's announcement would rightly focus the government's attention on Australia's international human rights obligation, and it would force Parliament to deal with human rights up front rather than after the event. Now, she's going to be sort of involved in this, isn't she? She's going to be giving advice to the Federal Attorney General.
That's right. She has a position associated with this new committee, and the Australian Human Rights Commission have said in their Senate submission to the inquiry into same-sex marriage that they are supportive of same-sex marriage and that they think it is something that this country should have, and that it is a human right which is infringed on by the Australian government.
Yeah, other than that, they've been fairly quiet, though, at the Human Rights Commission since Graham Innes moved on and since the same-sex, same-entitlements inquiry. We had the mini inquiry, as it were, into transgender issues, and they've gone very quiet since then. Do you expect them to fire up now?
You know, I do. They're really focusing on their periodic review, which they do, and they are taking submissions for that, and they'll be putting together their formal submission as well. We're in discussion with them. They are definitely supportive of same-sex marriage, and we find that extremely encouraging. They're a good ally to have on our side, particularly with their involvement in this new committee.
Well, they'll have a chance to tell us about that in more detail, because Catherine is actually going to come on this show in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, fantastic.
To talk about what the Australian Human Rights Commission is doing for gay people, so we shall find out a bit more then.
I know it is going to be one of their focuses going forward, so that's great.
Now, in other countries around the world where this issue has been raised as a matter of human rights, what's been the outcome?
So if we look at, say, South Africa or Canada, where it has been, where sort of, say civil unions or marriage equality has been looked at in that regard, that the outcome in those cases has been favourable to same-sex marriage, and indeed those countries have it now. It's also been cited in the ongoing debates in the US and a number of states who don't have same-sex marriage now but are in the process of hopefully getting it, and indeed those states that have won same-sex marriage. So it is considered, when it is discussed in a court internationally throughout Scandinavia, other European countries, to be seen as a key human right.
So that's going to be basically the lever you're going to use on the government, isn't it? That other countries have recognised this as a human right.
Exactly, that foreign courts do. I mean, there isn't a UN treaty, mm-hmm. which we can call upon yet, and I know that is the focus of the committee, but it's not limited to UN treaties, and we would be using the example of foreign countries as that, and we hope and we feel confident that there will be an increasing number of examples which we can use.
Now, while you're on, one other thing I wanted to raise with you, how's your leafleting campaign going? Because you've been leafleting in, was it Tanya Plibersek's constituency?
Yes. And
also now in Lindsay Tanner's constituency, asking people not to vote for them because they don't support same-sex marriage.
That's correct. So I basically, over the last weekend, a large letterboxing campaign was done in the seat of Melbourne, very successfully, and that is sending the message to the voters, you know, that if you are supportive of same-sex marriage, that Labor does not hold the same view as you. And obviously, the seat of Melbourne in particular, as we read every weekend in newspapers, Lindsay Tanner is under a lot of pressure from the Greens candidate. And for marriage equality to be an issue which could tip voters in that direction, sends a clear message to the federal government should they lose one of their most senior and experienced ministers as a result.
And allegedly one of the most supportive ministers of the GLBTI community.
Yes, you know, and if he is indeed extremely supportive of us, he should support our equality to be treated, as an equal citizen to him. That hasn't happened yet.
Well, it'd be interesting to get Lindsay Tanner's take on that. I think we know what the answer will be, because yes, we've already read it in The Age about, you know, beating off the Greens with a stick, basically.
That's right.
Well, let's see how this all plays out. At least it does give us another avenue to raise this issue with the government, which I suppose is a good thing, although it's been somewhat disappointing that we didn't get the Human Rights Charter, and we
Indeed.
Don't seem to be getting the Anti-Discrimination Act either.
Exactly. And I think that the key thing which onlookers need to also realise is, you know, the fight for same-sex marriage is continuing down all sorts of avenues. Sure, there are these great big protests which attract a lot of attention, which is fantastic, but we are also exploring all sorts of other avenues. So politically, with our letterboxing campaign, through lobbying with this new commission, through consultation with the Australian Human Rights Commission. So it's not just rallies and protests that are happening. There's definitely action which has been taking place behind the scenes.
Well, good to hear. It's going to be an interesting election.
Indeed it will.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us this morning, Alex.
Thanks so much, Doug. Talk to you soon.
That was Alex Greenwich there of Australian Marriage Equality, taking on Lindsay Tanner. It's quite a sizable task. And Tanya Plibersek and others. And also, I don't know if this approach to this new parliamentary committee is going to get us anywhere. These interminable inquiries and audits and everything else are just roadblocks, it seems to me. But who knows?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.